The African American community has always lived up to the stereotypes that other people have set upon them. Some, if not all, of these stereotypes have affected us in a negative way. Me, being a biracial child, I know myself have experienced labels that have been put upon me. Why are these labels so effective? I did a profile on two African American girls, asking them about their experience moving from a black community to a white community, and some struggles they may have experienced.
Hi, my name is Isis Deskins. I'm a senior at Carmel High School. I am originally from Washington, D.C. When I was in D.C., it was all black. So coming from all black to all white, it was like, okay. So I don't want to say act white, but I definitely couldn't say some things that I really wanted to say, or I had to like change my voice, like, oh, hey, girl, you know, stuff like that. But I knew I had to act like that anyway. So, I mean, it didn't like affect me that much. When I first came here, I felt like I had to change like how I acted and what I said. You know, like I couldn't curse or say certain things to certain people. But then once I found like people I was comfortable with, then I just acted like myself. So I feel like since I'm from a different area, it's like I have different types of ways that I look at things, and since I don't know anybody, it's like you can start fresh, so it's like nobody has like your past hanging over you, so I don't think it really affects who I am as a person. But I do know that when you're around people you don't know, you tend to act different, you don't act like yourself. Some stereotypes I think Carmel High School has on African Americans, it's the typical stereotypes like, oh, we like watermelon and chicken, or, you know, we like Lil Uzi Vert or Young Thug, like we automatically know who people are. We know how to dab, we're on the track team because we're black and we're fast, all that. So, I mean, it's not anything new. Being black in a white community is like finding a needle in a haystack, to be honest. I know my mom talks to some people, she's like, she changes her voice, she acts a different way, and then like she gets off the phone and it's like back to what she regularly does. So it's like we all have to change who we are. Some things that I found difficult, probably finding friends, but the right friends are like black friends, not white friends, so I don't have to be somebody I'm not.
I then decided to interview another girl whose perspective was just a little bit different.
Hi, my name is Javier English, and I'm a junior at Carmel High School. I am not originally from Carmel. I am from Indianapolis. And it being from a different place does affect me, my reputation at Carmel High School, because I got to like start all over, and there wasn't like nothing that I did in middle school that people can talk about like they do other kids. Being black in a white community is different. Like I feel different. I know I'm different from everyone else. My mom, she definitely acts different around our neighbors. She'll go outside and she'll talk all sweet, and then she'll come back in the house and talk really loud. some difficulties I went through is just fitting in. People thinking that I'm too mean or I'm too loud. I have been in a black community, and it's affected me by just the way I usually go by things, how people talk, how I talk to people, the things that we do when we hang out. Being in a white community, or not always living in a white community, has affected the way people look at me, because when I go to a white community, it's like, oh, you act so black, or you're so loud, or you're so ghetto. And then when I go to a black community, and they'll be like, oh, you talk so white, you act so white. I personally haven't really felt like I need to change the way who I am to fit in a white community school. I mean, sometimes I change the way like I talk to certain people, but you do that wherever you go.
So after I got done interviewing them, I decided to sit them both down together and get their perspective on their image of beauty and what it's like dating at Carmel High School.
I personally think that being black, if you're not mixed or white, you don't really get attention. So it did drop my confidence a little bit. But, yeah, it hurts in the beginning, but you just get over it. And you find people to talk to, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, I agree. Some of the things that we wear or how we, like, do our hair is different from everyone else's. So people will find, like, a lot of interest in it. And they'll make, like, remarks like, can I touch your hair? And stuff like that. And,
okay, yeah. Speaking of hair, like, since we have different types of hair textures, some people, like, when I know that my hair is natural, so when I straighten it, people are like, oh, is that weave? Or even when my hair is curly, like, oh, is that weave? Your hair is so long. Or, like, even black people, they're just like, ooh, girl, what do you mix with? Because your hair, you have some good hair, blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of like, for white people and black people, me personally, because I guess I have, quote, unquote, good hair, and that means you have to be mixed with something. But I don't know, I think that's kind of ignorant.
Yeah, I feel like it's very, like, a touchy and weird conversation to have with a white person about your hair, because they don't really understand.
Me and dating at this school, I only dated one person at this school, and he wasn't from Carmel either, so, I mean, it wasn't, like, a problem. Me personally, I feel like since nobody really likes black girls because they're so loud and ghetto, it's like, the black guys put down the black girls, or they put the white girl over the mixed girl and the mixed girls over the black girls. And it's like, you're not pretty to them.
Yeah, I feel like people see you as your color and your person. So, like, if they, like, someone's trying to talk to you, the first thing they say is, like, are they white or black? Like, they don't ask about what's your name or who you look like, what's your personality. They ask what your race is.
I know, me personally, I've been, like, in a situation where, like, a guy has liked me, but then a white girl came along and it was like, you could be the backup. And I don't know, like, you get put, like, you're last. Like, you're the last option. You're not nothing special. You're just, okay, if this don't work out, then I'll talk to you type thing. And I don't really like that. So, yeah.
I've never experienced being rejected because of my race in Carmel, only because, like, I haven't, like, really put myself out there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I have been rejected because of my race, so. I mean, you just learn how to, I mean, after that, I never really messed with a Carmel dude ever again in my life, so. yeah, you know.
Yeah, I've seen it happen to other people. Or I seen, like, the dudes that I talked to who are my friends. It was like, yeah, I'm not really into black girls. Like, even if the black girl act like she's white, he's still not into her because she's black.
Yeah, or that, or it's like, oh yeah, you're pretty for a black girl. For a black girl.
There's a stereotype on black people that we're not good enough as a white people.
Or we're just ghetto because we watch all these love and hip hop stuff.
There's a stereotype. People feel like there's no stereotype behind it anymore, that people have, like, grown from it, but it's still there.
Oh, there's definitely a stereotype, just like how we have ones about white people in Starbucks coffee. Like, I mean, it's not,
yeah,
it's not anything that you can hide from unless you grow up that way, which is you're growing up into a stereotype, which I feel like a lot of us are beginning to do.
Although these stereotypes affect some of those in the black community, there are still some that take pride in their ethnicity and wouldn't want to change for anything. This has been Joe for WHJE, and this is Identity Crisis.